Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
You know, I'm one of those chaps who find it very hard to hold a grudge. I can hold one against Palmer, all right, and I will for many a day. But when it comes to people like dear old Miss Bendigo... Well, you know how it is. She came up to my office yesterday, and I couldn't help feeling sorry for her. Her brother Tressida was her one and only mainstay. She's like a ship without a rudder now she's lost him. She's worried stiff about the shape events are taking with Marcia and Palmer. Marcia's talking about edging old Percy Fleming out of Bendigo and Company and putting Palmer in as her general manager. So help me, the girl must be coming unhinged. Anyway, as far as Miss Bendigo is concerned, I don't feel I'm betraying any confidence by talking to Stella about it.
I don't want to sound hard, Jeff, but it's like her confounded nerves.
You are sounding hard.
Well, when I stop to think, it makes me furious. Think back of it yourself. What did Miss Harriet Bendigo do for you when they had you under arrest? Just joined the other wolves in the pack.
Now, steady on.
No, Jeff, I'm right in this. They treated you rottenly. A whole infernal family of them. And now, when she thinks things might get a bit difficult for her, she comes running to you.
It's not as simple as that. Really, it's not.
Why isn't it?
Well, she's not a young woman. Losing her brother Tressett has been a tremendous blow to her.
I can't say it has, but to come to you, of all people...
Listen, Stella. As far as Harriet Bendigo is concerned, what her brother Tressett has said went... And although she's never been happy about Palmer, she still couldn't take sides against her own flesh and blood.
No. She's taking them now, isn't she? No, Jeff. I hate these arguments with you, but... What are you going to do? Try to talk Marcia out of putting Palmer in charge of her firm?
Oh, I'll sound her out about it. But only for Miss Bendigo's sake, Stella.
Oh, it makes my blood boil. That Febbit... You should tell Harriet Bendigo to go to the Dickens, Jeff. Why don't you? Why don't you get your divorce and wash your hands of them completely? And make the Puller Corporation your career? That's what I can't understand.
Stella, you're the object of about 20 people's fascinated attention.
I don't care who's fascinated object on the attention of... Oh, hang the thing. I'm so strung up I can't even talk straight.
I don't see why you have to get so intense. The life of me.
Sometimes I wonder if you've the sense of a decapitated duck.
Now, what signals have I missed?
Why are you going to try to organize Marcia? Is it just for Harriet Bendigo, to whom you don't owe a bent threepenny bit?
Well, of course it is. Haven't I tried to explain?
Or is it because any excuse is a good excuse to still have something to do with Marcia?
No, now you're talking like a fool.
What was I talking like before?
Look here, Stella. Things are tough enough without you joining the merry throng. I feel sorry for Miss Bendigo. I'd feel petty and I'd feel a heel if I told her to go to the deuce just because she did me an injustice some time ago. Well, can't you understand that?
No, I'm sorry, Jeff, but I can't understand it. She did nothing for you when the going was hard. You should turn your back on her now, and she wants something from you. To me, that's all that makes sense.
Well, we're not going to quarrel about it, Stella. You want some more coffee?
No, thanks.
Well, let's go, then.
Yes, all right. Jeff.
Hmm?
I think you're a silly, quixotic idiot.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But I'll tell you something else. I love you for it. Yes, now we'd really better get out of here before I do something that'll attract more than people's fascinated attention. A hand over my gloves.
Mm-hmm.
sister. I'll make him behave himself. Hi there, Harry.
Marcia, darling, you gladden the heart of a mummy. And let me tell you something, I'm no mummy by any manner of means.
But you look a bit like one.
Oh, wait till I'm out of this infernal plaster and I'll show you. What have you got there, eh?
A tin of 50, crystallized fruit, and about 100 magazines for you to read.
My style's slightly cramped at the moment, but if you could do with a kiss...
Wait till you're out of that plaster.
I'll try. Any news?
Well, nothing in particular.
Seen anything of Jeff?
Not since the other day here at the hospital.
What about Angela Tennant, eh?
Oh, good heavens, no. And I don't want to. Why? Have you any idea why I should?
No, I just thought you might have run into her. You know, I'm not looking forward to the day they tip me out of here very much, I'm afraid.
I'd have thought you'd be dying to get out.
Well, so I am in a way, but it's going to be rather awkward by myself back at the flat. You know, this arm will be in plaster for I don't know how long, and with one thing or another. I don't suppose you'd rally round and cook the odd feed, would you, eh, Marcia?
Why, of course I would.
I'm only being a bit diffident about it because... Well, because I don't want to make any complications for you. That's all.
What sort of complications?
Oh, you know what people are. Someone might see you coming and going from my flat and...
You mean Jeff and the divorce?
Yes, I wouldn't put anything past the chap. Oh, but hang it, if he and Stella can get away with it, why shouldn't we, eh?
Does Stella go to his flat to cook for him often?
Oh, well, what do you think, eh?
It's not funny.
You should care what those two do. Oh, well, then let's talk about them. How are things at the firm, eh?
Oh, about the same. Look, Harry, I won't hang about. It's almost time for visitors to be leaving anyway. I hope you have a good night, and I'll come to see you again sometime tomorrow.
All right, Ted. And thanks a lot for the cigarettes and everything. Oh, before you go, don't whatever you do let Jeff and Stella get you down. If they want to be in each other's pockets, well, let them. And if they want to laugh up their sleeves at you, well, let them do that too. You see what I mean?
What would they be laughing at me for?
Well, you're divorcing Jeff, and they have each other sort of thing. They might think they've scored off you. Understand?
That woman score off me? Oh, makes me sick to think of it. Look, I'm going. I'll see you tomorrow, Harry.
Bye, darling.
Oh, but wait a minute. I've just thought of something. Harry, how would you like to come and stay with Aunt Harriet and me when you leave the hospital?
Oh, but I couldn't possibly inflict myself
on... Yes, you
on...
could. We could look after you till your arm's out of plaster.
Really? I don't know what to say.
I'll say it for you, then. When they let you out of here, you're coming straight to us. I won't listen to a word of argument. That's settled. I'll show those two. Yes, sister, I'm just leaving now. Well, bye again, Harry. And leave everything to me. I'll fix it. Happy dreams.
Really, it's almost too simple. You plant a little seed and you reap it 5 minutes later. You should be ashamed of yourself, Palmer.
Yes, Jeff?
I've just had a ring from Benny Puller. He's flying to the capital at 3:30 this afternoon. He thinks he'll be away the best part of a week.
Isn't it a bit sudden?
Yes, but something's come up about dollar allocations and he has to see Senator somewhere. Listen, Les, I'm going out for an hour. Hold the fort.
You bet your life. Switch off now. I have a call coming on myself. Hey, just a minute. Where are you going?
Tell you later. Bye now. Yes. At this hour, Angela Tennant should be about removing the night's mud pack. I wonder if she'll be in the mood for talk.
I shouldn't let you in at this hour, Jeff. The 11:30 a.m. is almost the middle of the night. Want a drink?
No, thanks. I work for a living.
Oh, come on. What is it?
Since I saw you in hospital after the accident, Angela, I've had time to think. You had something on Palmer to force him to hand over your diary, right?
Jeff, will you leave me alone?
And it was something that made it worth his while to try killing you. What do you know about him, Angela?
Jeff, I'm telling you, leave me alone.
It won't do. You can't let the fellow get away with trying to kill you.
Can't you see I've no choice? You have to badger me first thing in the morning. My nerves are screaming and I'm twisting every way in the world to keep myself out of trouble. I loathe Palmer. And I'd like to see him hang, but to protect myself, I have to protect Palmer, too.
What do you know about him? Come on, tell me. What are you hiding now on top of everything else?
I can't tell you. While my diary's in existence, I'm telling you, Jeff. I can't open my mouth about a thing.
You'll open your mouth right here and now.
Get out of my flat and leave me alone. Please, before I go completely off my head.
Angela, did Palmer have anything to do with the death of Tressida Bendigo?
What? No, I can't tell you. I can't.
You'll tell me now, Angela, if I have to wring it out of you with my bare hands.
Please, Jeff, I'd tell you everything, but I just can't. Go away and leave me alone.
All right. All right. You only need a couple of stiff drinks. It'll have to wait till some other time. But I'm warning you, Angela, no ifs, buts, or maybes. It will be some other time, and when it comes, I don't think you'll be getting much sympathy from anyone. Least of all, me. There are no two ways about it. Palmer was mixed up in Tressida Bendigo's death. Somehow. And Angela found out about it. I can't figure a way through this mess. But if Angela found out about Palmer and Tressida Bendigo, why shouldn't I? Yes, why shouldn't I?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.